countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
And finally this morning, the Balmoral Show is a major agricultural event any year. But this year, it is doubly important, as so many other agricultural shows, both big and small, were cancelled right across the island of Ireland. The show was cancelled last year, but the organisers moved from the traditional May date to September to allow the show to happen this year. The organisers are a determined bunch. The only time the Balmoral Show has been cancelled 2 years in a row was during the First and Second World Wars. But the show was curtailed because of COVID, and when Darren McCullough visited, he found the competitors were enthusiastic, but there was also a mix of emotions amongst the visitors.
I think the last show we attended was the Planning Championships down in Ireland there, so that was, I think, 2 years ago. So
it's all distant memory now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yes. Yeah. It's funny being out again.
And a different feel here today.
Yeah, a different feel, yeah, but it's still better than no show.
Better than being at home, yeah?
Better than being at home and doing work.
How'd you enjoy your day here today?
That was super, yeah. Really enjoyed it now. Came off to see cattle of all descriptions and get her fixed that way.
Yeah, it was nice to get out and get something different in, you know. It's been a while since we've seen anything like this, so it was nice to get out and about.
Yeah, you weren't nervous about the idea coming up north of the border?
No. I'd be used to coming up and down, but no, definitely not. And it's definitely really well run. We came in early this morning to get kind of beat the crowd, but it was just nice all day. You could walk around at your own leisure there all day long, you know.
Yes, it was much quieter than usual. A lot less exhibitors there and a lot less spectators there, but at least the weather's good and plenty of room to roam about and see what is there.
There's not as much for ladies here as what there usually is, you know. The weather's been good.
You've even
bought
a stick?
No, I've bought a stick. Nowhere near as many people here. Normally we would come and we would see so many people that we know. We've only actually seen one couple who we know. So, you know, it's been a different experience in that regard. But, you know, good for them that they've gone ahead and held the show and
quieter than normal.
But yeah, it seems very quiet and not, there's a lot of machinery men not there.
Disappointed?
Yeah, in a way I am, yeah. That's why we're heading home here now, just.
Yeah, you wouldn't normally be heading home this early?
No, not really, no, if there wasn't, but it's just...
Still, I suppose, maybe better than nothing?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's well spread out, like, and you can see how, why it's done and all the rest, but it's just not the same, I think.
While Southern Livestock were not allowed to enter the show this year, the competition was still pretty hot around the livestock rings, which of course is always the heart of any agricultural show. Not only is it a chance for farmers to showcase their prize animals in front of potential customers, it's also a big social occasion where the next generation often gets sucked into the passion that goes with pedigree breeding. I met one such young woman as she put the finishing touches on her animal before heading into the show ring.
I'm Molly Bradley, I'm 18 and I'm from Armagh.
Why are you here today, Molly?
So I'm here just showing livestock today. I'm showing just with a limousine bull here at the minute. I'm just about to go into the ring.
Is this bull now belonging to you?
No, my neighbour, Patrick MacDonald, he owns the bull, so I'm just leading it for him today.
Where's your stock today?
Unfortunately, we've been closed down with TB. Only for that, I would have had two or three animals here, but I suppose that's the way it goes. Can't win them all.
You're into this scene?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's like a bug showing cattle. Like, once you get onto it, you can never get off it.
Yeah, and how many years have you been at it now?
I started in 2017, showing Samantles, and then I suppose that's what sort of got me into the whole show scene, but I like a good one of any breed. I'm not really into, you know, a specific breed. I like a good one of any kind, like.
So you've got a lovely limousine here beside us. Tell us what you know about him.
So he's 13 months. He's out of a bull called Ampertine Gigolo. Ampertine Commander, sorry, and his mother's off Ampertine Gigolo, so, you know, he's a really well-bred bull. But unfortunately, like, he's the youngest in this class today. You're up against the best of the best here, the cream of the crop. But, like, he is a super wee animal, like, definitely.
Do you reckon he has a chance of picking up a rosette?
Yeah, well, you know, every judge goes for a different type of animal, so, you know, it'll just, time will tell. But you're here to enjoy yourself, you know. It's not just about competing all the time, you know.
But it is pretty competitive. Like, what time were you on the go here this morning?
Well, actually, I stayed over, so I was up at about 5 o'clock this morning, trying to get everything, you know, washed and blow dried and ready to go, you know. So.
And you're standing here with a comb in your hand. I'm interrupting you. You're due in the ring now. How many minutes?
Yeah, maybe 15 minutes, I suppose.
Okay, and you've just put in the last touches. What's the finishing touches you can put in this animal now?
So I just soak them up, and then I'll put a wee bit of limo shine just to give him that last wee bit of shine before he gets into the ring, and make sure his hair's all standing to try and cover up the bad points and show off the good points.
Yeah. I mean, this fella here probably weighs, I don't know, 400, 500 kilos?
Yeah, easy.
I mean, if he took off, you wouldn't have a hope, but he'd take you with him.
Yeah, well, you'd have to make sure you have your animals well halter trained, you know. But he's quiet, like, you know, as you say, you never know with any animals, so you just have to be careful at the same time, you know.
But you've no fear of them?
No, definitely not, because when you have a fear of an animal, they know. They say animals aren't stupid, they know when you're afraid, so you have to be confident with them.
And tell me now, school's out for this week, is it?
Well, actually, I'm a student at Caffrey, so I'm on my placement year at the minute, so I took a week off, so...
This is your work experience, is it?
Yeah.
Say nothing. Maybe just show us and explain to us how you go about combing up these animals.
So you just want to make sure their hair is all standing in the bowl, so you'll come in with show soap to match the shade of colour he is, so he's like a dark red bowl, so I'll put the limousine soap on him.
So it's a special colour soap.
Yeah, it's a coloured soap, and you rub it down and you brush him up. So you do this all over his body, his legs, neck, up, you know, sides.
And even his hooves are polished, are they?
Yeah. Well, we just make them sure they're nice and clean.
What else then? So you've buffed up all his coat.
I'll give him, I'll put a leather halter on him. I'll just give him his last few minute touches. I'll brush up his tail, make sure his tail's nice and bushy, and then I'll give him a last bit of limo shine just to give him that last shine to go into the ring.
Come here now. What has a bushy tail got to do with a quality beef animal?
It just shows them off. It just makes them look that, you know, it just catches the eye of the judge when you go into that ring. You know, it just...
And the technique of actually showing, is there much to that?
Yeah, well, you just have to make sure to show off the animal. You know, you're not showing yourself off, you're showing the animal off. So you have to make sure and keep their head up, make sure their feet are standing, you know, in each all four corners, you know. So there's quite a lot to it, but when you do get onto it, like, it's I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's good, like.
Do you feel nervous ever going out there? Because, I mean, there's, a couple of hundred people around the ring,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, more like adrenaline, you know. It's more like of an adrenaline rush, you know, to get out, and it's a really good feeling. You know, definitely a really good feeling.
So Molly headed into the ring, but her worst fears were confirmed when the sheer size of the competition proved too much for her entry. Despite all the hard work, she was pretty philosophical about the result. You'll say that I jinxed you now, will you?
Definitely not.
Tough class out there.
Yeah, definitely. Sixth out of a strong class of bowls, like, so.
Yeah.
I'm happy enough, like.
He was basically outsized on the day, wasn't he?
Yeah, definitely. Like, he was the youngest ball in his class, you know. Like, and as I say, like, it's whatever the judge goes for, but it's hard to compete up against them older balls. Do you know what I mean? This, like I say, 300-400 kilos heavier. Do you know what I mean? It's.
And your heart sinks when you get at the wrong end of the line.
Okay, it does. But, like, do you know, at the same time, you're out here to compete. Like, you're out here to compete, but have a bit of crack at the end of the day. Yeah. You know, and you're here to enjoy yourself. Yeah. And that's the main end of it.
You'll be back again.
Oh, definitely. Definitely
All
back
right.
again.
Okay, Molly, thanks so
All
much.
Thank you.
And that was Molly Bradley, placed sixth in her class, talking to Darren McCullough at the Balmoral Show.